Jon Stewart condemns second assassination attempt against Trump. Tells Hollywood don't seek some profound statement about the moment. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 16, 2024. Comedy Central's The Daily Show host Jon Stewart called for a no-shooting policy following the second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump, and suggested that those in the entertainment industry should try to stay in their lane instead of trying to make some profound statement about the moment, and leave the commenting up to the actual news. I think you have to apply your same methodology that you would use on almost anything. You try not to get caught up. Look, we live in a horrible moment where emotions and, I think the one rule maybe we could all benefit from in terms of engagement is no shooting. Stewart said while being interviewed backstage at the 2024 Emmys in Los Angeles. I feel like no matter how mad you are, no matter who you don't like, who you hate, I believe instituting a no-shooting policy would be the way to take things down a notch, the television host continued. Stewart went on to say that members of the entertainment industry should try and do as not feel as though we are under the spotlight of making some profound statement about the moment. These are incredibly talented producers, writers, comics, as long as we try and stay to. I think, what we do well, we'll try and take any situation as it comes. As long as we don't sort of fall prey to what we think might be this larger moment, Stewart elaborated. We'll leave that to the actual news. Who will do it great, as we've seen, Stewart concluded. Watch below. As Breitbart News reported, President Trump survived another assassination attempt on Sunday, making it the second attempt on his life that the 45th president has survived within the span of 2 months. On Sunday afternoon, the GOP nominee's campaign announced that Trump was safe following gunshots in his vicinity. Suspect Ryan Wesley Routh reportedly positioned himself in the bushes near Trump International Golf Course, where he appeared to be lying in wait for Trump, who was golfing, to come into view. Secret Service agents apparently travel a hole or two ahead of Trump when he's golfing to secure the area, which is how the Secret Service was able to encounter the man before he was able to fire rounds at the 45th president. A U.S. Secret Service agent, per the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, engaged the suspect, who had an AK-47-style rifle with a scope, backpacks, and a GoPro, presumably to film what he allegedly planned to do. Once spotted, an agent apparently shot at the man, who then fled the scene in a black Nissan. A witness saw the suspect fleeing and took photos of the vehicle and its tag, the sheriff's office said. From there, law enforcement were able to encounter the man and take him into custody. The FBI now says it is investigating an apparent second assassination attempt against Trump. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., meanwhile, announced that the state of Florida will conduct its own investigation into what happened separate from the federal investigation. Questions still need to be answered as to how Routh, as well as fellow would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks, were able to get as far along as they did in their alleged assassination attempts. How the two wannabe assassins got this close to Trump and found weaknesses in security plans around the 45th president within the span of just 2 months still needs to be understood. As Breitbart News reported, Trump narrowly survived the July 13 assassination attempt and was shot in the ear after Crooks opened fire on him while he was delivering his remarks during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. That first assassination attempt resulted in the death of former fire chief Corey Comprator. Two other rally-goers, David Dutch and James Kapenhiver, were severely injured. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.